Make your way to the geology wall. If you're inside the building, head west past the research labs and herbarium. If you're outside, make your way along the perimeter brick pathway out front, heading away from the circle drive near Britt's main entrance. You should be walking west along the edge of the parking lot, heading slightly uphill. When you get past the end of the vine-covered building, look to your right for the small amphitheater of stone in the crook of where the two wings of the building meet, near a grove of English oak trees. Stop at the base of the lowest step and restart the tour there. Geology Wall. Journey through time with a step-by-step exploration of Britt's Geology Wall. Here, you'll find stone layers representing geological formations in Texas from the early through late Cretaceous periods, established from 115 to 94 million years ago. Where you are now was once underwater. This was the sea floor of a shallow ocean and its neighboring tidal flats. Evidence of animals then alive are captured forever in the fossil records on which we stand today, and literally laid the foundation for our 4,000-year-old Fort Worth Prairie ecosystem. Come along on some geological time travel as we begin our tour with a visit to the first layer of the geology wall, the Glen Rose Formation. Step on this bottom layer of white and gray limestone from the early Cretaceous period, about 115 million years ago. An inland sea covered two-thirds of Texas, and where you stand was the coast. Imagine tide pools and the sound of waves nearby in an empty landscape. A herd of large dinosaurs called sauropods approach across the mud flats. A collection of footprints called a trackway now shows just this possibility at Dinosaur Valley State Park, where the tracks have been preserved over millions of years. Now, step up to the next layer, which is Paluxy Sandstone. The seas have risen again, covering the Glen Rose Formation below with a sedimentary layer of mud to preserve the trackways. You're standing where plants called cycads once thrived. Do you notice the deep rust, red and black surfaces of this layer? That's the result of oxidation from exposure to the elements, as this layer has high iron content. Look at the edges to see the unoxidized color. Then take another step up to the walnut limestone. Notice the change in color and texture. Dating back to 105 million years ago, the walnut limestone is remarkable for the enormous number of oyster shell fossils prominent throughout. Locals call this fossil Devil's Toenail. Notice the clumps of marine organisms, fossils, and rock pieces on this layer. Almost our entire state was underwater at this time, and terrestrial dinosaur habitats came to an end. Now, step up to the next layer at the beginning of the railing to the Goodland Limestone. Goodland Limestone. Smoother white limestone with pitted depressions, the Goodland Limestone has a high percentage of calcium carbonate, giving it a white, chalky appearance. Rub your fingers on it. Does chalk come off? Like the walnut limestone beneath it, this formation has many clams, scallops, and oysters contributing their fossilized shells to the high calcium carbonate levels. Ammonites and echinoids were also abundant in this warmer, shallower sea. This is one of the thicker layers here at 116 feet. Now, step up another million years to Kayamishi Marl. This formation is variable. It sometimes reflects the brackish lagoons with shallow waters and thick plant growth, and sometimes the area was under deep waters filled with sharks, as evidenced by the many shark teeth in the fossil record from this period. Limestone from the sea bottom alternates with clay layers from the plant matter to reflect the changes in the environment. The clay, with its high content of pyrite, was compressed into a yellowish brown to black shale in some locations and bluish marl in others. Observe and feel the range of colors and textures in this layer. Then take another million-year-long step up to the Duck Creek Formation. Feel the fine and smooth texture of this formation. Fossils abound here as sharks, other fish, bivalves, and gastropods were common in the sea surrounding this location. Take a look along the edges of the Duck Creek Step, and you'll find evidence of the preserved holes of burrowing crustaceans that lived 102 to 95 million years ago. When you're ready, step up another million years to the top layer in our geology wall, the Woodbine layer. This dark brown, mostly sandstone and clay layer was formed in the late Cretaceous about 94 million years ago, again while this area was still a shallow sea. Fossils include those of reptiles, fish, oysters, and other bivalves. However, the Woodbine is best known not for its fossils, but for being the formation where the first Texas oil strike took place in 1930. Take your time to hunt for the outlines of fossils on the geology wall layers. Then come back down to ground level on the side closest to the building. Find the back corner of the geology wall and look at the seven formations in geological order. Can you name them again from bottom to top? Which layer contains the oldest fossils? Remember that in real life, these layers vary dramatically in depth compared to the miniature sample you see here.